Good morning. My guest this morning is Cloud Moss, who is the producer of the 22nd annual Kate Wolf Music Festival, June 22nd through the 25th. Good morning, Cloud.
Good morning. How are you doing? Actually, it's afternoon over here in Sebastopol.
That's right. Well, there's the time change. Well, this is the 22nd annual. Have you done every one?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my idea to begin with, and initially it was a one-day retrospective as a benefit, actually, for KRCB, and got off to such a good start, was so successful, that people implored me to keep it going, and it turned into a festival. It became a two-day, then a three-day, then had to move after 5 years, and it's now a four-day with a lot of camping, which it didn't used to have in the early days.
Where exactly is it?
It's 5 miles north of Laytonville, right off of Highway 101, a place called Black Oak Ranch, which is the home of the hog farm.
Uh-huh.
Their most famous member would be Wavy Gravy.
Right.
And they fed everybody at Woodstock as part of their major claim to fame.
Yes, that's right. So who are some of the... It seems to be an entire parade of stars, but single out a few in the few minutes we have remaining and talk about them.
Well, I would say the biggest star would be John Prine.
Yeah, right. I think so.
John Prine will close Sunday. It'll be his second time at the festival. He'll have a slightly bigger band than usual. Instead of the trio, we're looking at a quintet with the possibility of one or another of the other performers at the festival, perhaps going up with John and singing with him.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
On that same evening, Bruce Coburn, who is quite popular in Northern California, will be there. Bruce is performing solo. He'll have Jenny Scheinman come up and do a little bit of fiddle with him as well. We have Brandi Carlile in trio format with the Hanseroff Twins on Saturday evening, along with Playing for Change, the group that is gathered from around the world, from a number of countries. The video on them is a very famous video that people can go online and see on YouTube. Playing for Change, it's Stand By Me was the first song that was edited from all around the world. We've got, just running through them quickly, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas is Willie's son. Charlie Thomas, the original, one of the original Drifters and the Drifters. And then people like Farron and her all-star band, Paul Thorne, Kerry Rodriguez, Joel Raphael with John Trudell's band Bad Dog.
Oh, boy. Poor Man's Whiskey.
Beyond, Flying Pilot, Paper Bird, Las Cafeteras. It goes on and on and on.
That's
Joe
fantastic.
Craven, I could keep going.
Right.
But we have about 40, we have about 40 performers, 41 performers, and... we did lose we lost Jimmy LaFave, who was going to be here to cancer in the last few weeks. There will be some tribute to him, and just the other night we lost Rosalie Sorrells.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He passed on. So there's going to be some tribute moments at the festival this year.
What's the best way to get tickets?
Go on to our website, which is katewolfmusicfestival.com.
Right. Any at the bookstores or anything like that, or is that...
Nope. We no longer have ticket outlets. It's become a thing of the past at this point. So it's online or coming up at the gate.
Excellent.
But if you buy them in advance, you save, and there are no extra fees along with credit card usage.
Great. Okay, thank you, Cloud, and thanks for being interviewed by me after all these years. Let's tell people once again that this is the 22nd annual Kate Wolf Music Festival, June 22nd through the 25th. For information, katewolfmusicfestival.com. Tickets, too. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.